due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The Wyatt family took our bodies and tried to claim our souls. But there is no one, no man, living or dead, that contains the power of the dark side.
All right, this is The Undertaker of the World Wrestling Federation, American Badass, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to Pain Clinic for November 21st. A couple holidays real quick. It's False Confession Day. And National Adoption Day, which is always a Saturday before Thanksgiving.
So False Confession and Adoption Day.
Wow.
I was adopted.
Oh, yeah.
I adopted Danny.
All right. Also, the Pain Clinics, I want you to know, Pain Clinics brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. I'm trying to pick the donut out of my teeth right now. Thank you very much for the donuts. Danny?
Yes, thank me, because,
Oh,
apparently it doesn't matter who you know in this world sometimes.
You're showing pictures and they're not believing you, huh?
No. No, okay. This is me with him. Yeah. This is me. No, I literally feel like a creep when I walk in now, so.
We'll have to talk to him.
We'll have to get, like, donuts delivered.
You should wear pants.
It's that big guy again. He's looking for donuts again. What do we tell him?
I kickstart my morning. Some people drink coffee. I walk around in the brisk, cold fall autumn air without pants.
Pantless. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Real quick, birthdays today. Off of the Wild Samoan is 73. Former ECW champion Shane Douglas is 51. Join us December 12th for UFC 194 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor for the featherweight championship. I had to write it phonetically because I want to say Jose, but it's Jose.
I was like, you know that's Jose, right?
Yeah, for the featherweight championship. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's December 12th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 194. And you know what? Thank you so much for everybody who came out to see Ronda Rousey lose her very first fight. We had a great time, man. It was nuts.
I've never seen the Garage Door so packed.
It was. It was nuts, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of great fights that whole night. A lot of, you know, heavyweights that looked terrible. But in the end, Ronda Rousey took a kick to the side of the head, went down, and the place exploded. It was a lot of fun. So please, you know, write down your calendar, December 12th for UFC 194. We'll be out there. Definitely check it out. Hey, are you interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. This is the Survivor Series edition of the Pain Clinic, since that's the pay-per-view coming up this week, as well as a certain holiday called Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And, you know, we are all PC here. I will say that.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, we are all PC here, so we're going to try to be as cool as possible.
Thanks to certain shows, PC takes on a whole new meaning.
Yes. All right, let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I'm the Cash Man Richurch. I'm here with the Mark. Mark Fantasia joins us after a week absence.
It's been a couple weeks, actually.
It's a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're back.
I was in the hot tub for a little bit.
But. Yeah, you're in the hot tub, and you know, you are an active musician, so I understand when you miss these dates because you got to be out, you know, playing.
Well, last week I just played too hard.
You played too hard,
and it wasn't even the music.
No.
Oh.
You're up late, huh?
Yeah, but that being said, tonight I'm actually playing in Leroy with my band, the Foo Fighter Tribute Band, and This Is a Call. We're at the Smokin' Eagle in Leroy, and Danger's going to be there front row headbanging.
And that's within listening distance, so people, Jay-Z lives around there.
Ooh.
Maybe you get Jay-Z to come out. Or future Jay-Z.
Jay-Z opens up for Foo Fighters. You don't get that often.
No, not that Jay-Z. You know, the one that, you know, you sometimes fills in on the show here. You know, I think the last time you were here, he was here with us.
Or calls in pretending to be JR.
Yeah, or JR.
My God.
So we welcome Mark. We got the DC Dan call. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
Oh, you know, it's okay.
DC's got a birthday coming up, folks. I believe it's tomorrow.
It is. Yeah. Survivor Series Day.
It's Survivor Series. We're going to have
Survivor Series, baby. Woo!
See, everybody can get out alive from the showing of the Survivor Series tomorrow.
And if, you know, it doesn't go well, I'll have, you know, other things going on.
It was a hell of a life.
There will be refreshments.
There will be refreshments.
All right.
I was told there would be pie and punch.
Scotch.
Oh, I love scotch.
Scotch. All right. And Danger Boy makes it back. Danger Boy, how you doing?
I can't complain.
Can't complain. Well, we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. If you have any comments or questions, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number to get in touch with us. Or you can also text us that number if you're shy and you'd rather just text us funny things. Because I like reading the funny texts, and you know I will. So, and we get a lot of people that do send them. So
make us laugh, people.
Text away or call away. And let's first of all talk about the Survivor Series this weekend coming up, pay-per-view. That would be tomorrow. WWE Survivor Series. You know what? I am really excited for the two semifinal matches that lead to the final match for the World Heavyweight title, just because we're seeing something we haven't seen in WWE before. One, it's Ambrose and Kevin Owens. Now, I mean, that right there could be a main event of any pay-per-view. I'm really excited to see, because Kevin Owens is a master of making a great match, and Ambrose is an incredible athlete himself, so... what do you guys think about that? I mean, this is we know it's all painting a picture to be Ambrose versus Roman Reigns in the finals. Okay, I mean that's where we think it's going. But you know, I think we're going to get more for our money's worth out of these semifinal matches.
I'm definitely looking forward to Owens Ambrose more than Reigns Del Rio. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want for my birthday: some kind of swerve, please, because they really haven't deviated from what we didn't expect right from the get-go. So I'm hoping that there's a surprise somewhere.
Kalisto beat Ryback.
Okay, that's about it.
That, I'm still upset about that.
And then that ended quickly.
Yeah. Well, I actually think that, we know that it's been slated for Reigns to go to the finals. It's still going to be the same. But I'm with you. I think they should have a swerve to it. I don't think it, I mean, you know.
Well, the one swerve that has been floated around is someone's going to become the corporate champion.
Which I and Danny, before the show, was really, really saying that he's pulling for Reigns, or I think it was Danger. I want to see Ambrose go heel and join the corporation, personally.
Well, I mean, you know, he is the unpredictable. You heard what he said. I didn't saw the interviews on SmackDown, but I believe he said he would do anything to become champion.
But let me ask you this. Why can't Owens... Why can't Owens be the corporate champ?
Well, hey, we saw Triple H.
Why can't Del Rio? Why can't, Del Rio, Triple H talk to Del Rio?
I'm not liking Del Rio doing it because he just got back. I really am not a fan of him even in the tournament, to be honest with you. But,
sure.
But I'd like to see Owens take it. That'd be a great story.
Where would they be if Del Rio didn't come back? Who would be that fourth man?
Cesaro.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, Cesaro. No, that's a good question.
Titus O'Neil.
Two 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 1280 star 1280 is the number. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Give us some predictions on what you think is going to happen on the pay-per-view. It's, you know, right now, I mean, and you know what? I think I've heard all bets are off on what they were planning originally. So we could be wrong about this whole Roman Reigns thing. I mean, I've heard that Dean Ambrose has got quite the following in the writers in the back. So, I mean, you know what? Power to him. You know, I mean, this is a replay of the very first Survivor Series that we had. The radio show started, and then we had the very first Survivor Series that we went to as Salvatore's at the garage door. Actually, it was the garage door back then. We went and
Maxwell's back then.
Maxwell's, yeah. We went and watched the Survivor Series, and that's the one where they called the match with Rock had Mick Foley in the sharpshooter, and they rang, you know, and they did the screw job part two.
And one of the best one-night tournaments ever.
Yeah.
You didn't know who was walking out as champion.
And then The Rock went from being, you know, he went from being, was it the Nation of Domination before, and then he turned into the corporation?
No, he actually went to face for just a little bit, and that's how the whole swerve happened.
Yeah.
He did the People's Elbow on McMahon only a couple weeks prior to Survivor Series, and then he turned, so.
Which is why his cousin's turning tomorrow.
Now, is everybody forgetting about Sheamus?
Yeah, well, no, yeah. But...
They should.
I haven't forgotten about Sheamus, but here's the thing. I'd rather have any of the other four guys in that tournament win than have Sheamus walk
Kalisto,
out the champ.
Woo! Well, you look at it right now. Roman Reigns has never won the title. Dean Ambrose has never won the title. Del Rio has won the title. And Kevin Owens hasn't won the title. So Del Rio is the only one in that group who's actually held that title before, which actually surprises me that they don't have a guy who has experience holding the title in the finals.
They don't have anybody in the company who has experience holding the title. That's the problem.
They did.
Right now.
They did. They had a few people. Sheamus was eliminated from that tournament, and he held the title before.
No one cares about Sheamus.
Yeah, but Sheamus has the briefcase, so he didn't need to be in the tournament anyway.
Yeah, they have plans for WrestleMania that really start from, I think, this in the last pay-per-view.
I wasn't here last week. I have to voice my opinion on this. They really screwed up this tournament. Like, putting Kalisto in there, putting even, honestly, Owens or Del Rio, because they're both champions. You could have had a great tournament putting Barrett or some of the other big names that are out there. Like, I think that they kind of screwed the whole tournament up, and someone like Barrett could have been in the Final Four, and it could have been exciting, personally.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was in the tournament, wasn't he? I mean, he lost to the
Neville
man,
or something.
Yeah, the man gravity doesn't affect or something like that.
There's four Wyatts with two of them sitting on the sidelines of this pay-per-view. Why couldn't, like I said last week, couldn't one of the Wyatts been in the tournament?
And I think Bray definitely deserves a run at that
I think
title.
Bray should have been in it, and Luke and Rowan or Strowman or whatever could have been in the other match.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. Put a 585 in front of that if you're from out of town. We've got Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. And Bray needs to run at actually winning some matches. But that's beyond the point.
Agreed.
I remember what Mr. Fantasia said a couple weeks ago about me. There's a reason we call you Mark, sir.
He was all excited, too, because he's like, yeah, Mr. Fantasia.
I seriously started nodding. I go, I like him.
You give him some credit, then you take him down at the knees.
All right, thanks for the poop sandwich. Go ahead.
All right, but I actually have been so busy this week, I actually have not been able to catch up on Raw. But I did watch NXT last night, and I got one major comment on that. Did anybody else pick out the booking that they have for the next two NXT shows, the next week and then the London show? It's like next week at the Full Sail show taping, it's like everybody that they want to push down your throat is wrestling in is like a marquee match. And then over in London, it's like the Indie Wars.
Yeah,
anybody
else
pick one booking?
Well, they want, I mean, the guys in the main event of that that December 16th, is that what it is? No, it's December, well, whatever, the NXT show that's over in England that's going to be live at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. The main event is Samoa Joe and Finn Balor, both guys who have toured England before and have quite the following there, I believe. You're right, it's like the indie matchup. I agree with you 100%, you know, I mean.
A lot of the booking over in the London show are a lot of the indie guys. You might want to go and double check that. But specifically the next week's show, I was looking at it's like you got Dana Brooke versus Asuka. Who wants to really see that again? Finn Balor versus Apollo Crews. You got, I'm trying to remember the whole card.
Apollo Crews is a big indie guy too, though.
Yeah. But as I say, it's like you got all the guys that are in NXT that can't get behind, the crowd can't get behind because of one thing or the other, and they're all wrestling next week, and they're all, like, that's the whole card for next week's show, and it's like, you gotta be kidding me.
They sounded like they were really behind Eva Marie.
You know what, I was just gonna say, let's just
let's cut down to what
your real problem is.
Who has she beat? That was my problem with the match with Alexa Bliss this week. Alexa Bliss put on a very good match, but honestly, When they're forcing everybody, when you got everybody like, okay, you got to earn your shot. Then Alexa Bliss just gets the shot because she's been the lackey of the tag champions from last year. Who cares? Who has she beat to earn the championship? And the same thing with Eva Marie. She's beat like two of the jobbers, and the crowd's like, she's improving? Come on, that is horrible. Who wants to see that hot girl?
You know her awesome setup move, the rest hold.
The Eva Marie thing is to set up another match.
What kills me is when
verse
they,
me.
Bailey, you'll be defending verse me.
Yeah, but the whole thing with Eva Marie is not for the Eva Marie title match. It's for another match that they're setting up for TakeOver London.
Yes.
So okay, it all has, everything has a purpose.
I mean, she's still, as far as I think most of the real fans are concerned, she's still the freaking third Bella.
But that's true, but they're playing into it now. So they're playing into her being the heel. They're not trying to make her face. They're not trying to get you behind her. They're trying to get her booed out of the building, and it's working successfully. They know what they're doing. They're playing you, and you're buying into it.
No way.
We should call you, Mark.
No. You know what? It's the thing is honestly, they want her to be a good wrestler. I mean, if they
you can want in one hand and poo in the other.
Yeah.
See which one fills up.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
They're missing one great opportunity, being that he's not officially a trainer. Why don't they have the Brian Kendrick manager? That might actually give her even more heat, because you know how much he draws.
I just want him as a wrestler.
I want him as a wrestler, too. I'd rather see him and maybe her be his valet or something, you know?
Spanky.
Yeah.
I forgot that nickname for him. But, we've never really had... That's something that's a first in pro wrestling, that, to my knowledge, as far as mainstream goes. I mean, I wouldn't know in the indies, but it's the first time you've ever had, like, a male manager / valet for a female wrestler.
Yeah, well, he's probably just telling her what to do when she's like, listen, she stops in the middle of the match and she sticks her hand by her ear so she can hear him. Say that louder.
Calling all of his moves, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, doesn't she do the sliced bread number two or whatever? She does that.
She attempts something that's supposed to be like that.
Yeah, I saw her do it.
Okay,
and
okay, the
it's more her opponent picking her up and throwing
how long it takes her to do it. That's what it is. Just keep counting to see how long it takes her to botch it up. I mean, she's almost as bad as Batista with some of her botches.
Oh, my.
I actually enjoy watching her botched moves on YouTube.
Yeah, I will say one thing. She is a gorgeous woman, okay? And I mean,
No, honestly, I am not. No.
I think from the neck down, she's got the best body in wrestling.
What?
Yeah, from the neck down.
Yeah,
So we're completely forgetting.
Sorry. There's a bunch of guys in here talking about a woman. So if you're a lady listening, we apologize 100%. Rashawn, thank you so much for calling, buddy. You're getting us going again, okay?
Good one.
You take it easy, bro.
I'm taking Stephanie McMahon before Eva Marie.
Oh,
any
no
day
way.
Any day of the week.
No
I take Stephanie over
way.
Probably most of the women's division.
Any day of the week.
Both of you want her to say, you're fired.
2-2-2, 1280.
Just like Vince, don't you?
Star 1280.
Fire
we have
me,
a,
fire
we
me.
Have an open line. We got guys on hold right now. Please, Dave, hang on. I don't know who else was. Oh, Dan, hang on. We'll be back in just a minute.
Okay.
We got to take a break, calm down a little bit, stop thinking about Eva Marie and, you know, how hot she really is.
We're not. We're thinking of Stephanie.
Yeah. You guys are. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
At Survivor Series, I'm going to turn this whole place upside down. We're throwing all the rules out the window. Ain't gonna be no more suits. Ain't gonna be no more tie or action. Less talking. I want more pyro. I want breakfast for dinner. We're gonna replace Michael Cole with a fish tank. We're throwing all the rules out the window this Sunday at Survivor Series. I make the entire WWE the Ambrose Asylum.
It's amazing. Seems like the two of you together are just about unstoppable. With the right allies, you can do just about anything. I mean, you could even go from being a man of the people to just the man.
I'm Bill Bergoli with the CBS Entertainment Report. Casting news. After bowing out for schedule reasons, Emma Stone is back on to play Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes. And Joaquin Phoenix will star in the Western Far Bright Star. Meanwhile, Carol is now in select cities.
Therese Belivet. Carol.
Rooney Mara was asked how audiences are reacting.
So far, people's reactions have been deeply personal and so very varied, because obviously everyone's going to have a different thing that they personally connect to in the film. But you just hope that people are moved in general and that it's a film that stays with them. Something that they think about for days after they've seen it.
Bill Bergoli, CBS News, New York.
Listen to Fox Sports 1280 Rochester anywhere on the free iHeartRadio app.
Download it now.
Download it now for your smartphone or tablet.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Sports 1280 Rochester.
Charlotte Page has signed the contract.
I will continue to fight each and every day, just like everyone in my entire family has, just like my dad did, just like my little brother did, and just like I do. You know what, Charlotte? You're wrong, sweetheart. Who's your little baby brother? He didn't have much fight in him, did he?
Oh, come on.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
One more, Rick.
Woo!
Thank you.
Woo! All right. Your little baby brother. We'll talk about that.
This was much better than mine. I attempted it during the break, and it sounded more like the Terminator.
All right. Well,
little baby brother.
Put the shrimp on the bomb.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, and you. Phones are exploding. We're talking Survivor Series this weekend. Who do you think will be the champion? We got to get that from you before you start talking to us. But the lines are loaded right now, so we're going to go right to the phone. If I can control it correctly, we got Dan from Rochester. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'll be real quick about the two questions.
Gotcha.
Monday night, when the four guys came down to Miz TV show, why did what's his name come out there?
Oh, that was amazing. You're talking about Thursday night on SmackDown?
You mean why did R-Truth come out?
Yeah,
because they didn't have enough content to fill the segment, and they wanted to make it. He always comes out and goofs on himself.
The last time he did was before Money in the Bank. He said
he conquered his fear
of ladders and he was gonna, or heights, and he was going to do it. And right. Not even in the match. He did it again. I think he's hysterical. Do this once every 5 months. Don't even get on TV.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
The second question is, do you think we're going to see NXT come to Rochester?
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love it. I don't know if the local indies would be happy about that, but...
I would love to see NXT come to Rochester.
We've got a couple venues here that they could put a couple thousand people in. Maybe the Main Street Armory. Maybe
right.
The Dome Arena, which now is going to be back booked out for things. So, man, can you imagine that? The Dome, that would be very cool. So,
did you see how the crowd was taped off for the recent SmackDown taping?
Yeah.
It can't be much worse. We could take an NXT problem.
Last week's SmackDown, the whole upper level was cut.
And then my thoughts and prayers go out to the Bad Weaker family.
Sure. Okay, cool, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yep.
All right, and we did want to mention we did have a wrestling pass this past week. Nick Bockwinkel passed away, former AWA champion. Man, he influenced so many characters that are in WWE right now. Chris Jericho gave him a lot of credit for. Remember when Chris Jericho came back as the quiet guy, wouldn't say anything? He gave a lot of credit to Nick Bockwinkel for that. You know, some of the influence in that. A lot of people really. He was a cool, great champion in AWA. And when I was younger. AWA used to be on ESPN every day at 4 o'clock. And so we'd get home from school, and we could watch AWA a couple times, like once a week at least. It was a great marketing tool. And that's where we got to meet a lot of these guys who, you know, I mean, Hulk Hogan was there back then. We're talking, this is before WWE, his run as champion. So got to see a lot of guys. And Nick Bockwinkel was always, you know, just a great champion. And he will be missed. 80 years old, so he lived a full life, man. And he was part of the Cauliflower Alley Club. It's a shame that he passed away. I do want to throw out this, too, one more time. This weekend in Batavia, New York, Fox Pro. Is having a convention. It's a Batavia Comic Con. I can't remember exactly what the title of it is. They have wrestlers doing signings there this whole weekend, including Nick Bockwinkel's major antithesis of him, or I guess, you know, his yang to his yang, I guess, Larry Zbyszko. And Larry Zbyszko is going to be signing autographs this weekend. There's a bunch of wrestlers. I saw just from the picture, I can tell Jim the Anvil Neidhart's going to be there. Marty Jannetty, and Earl Hebner, the most popular referee in the world. Earl Hebner, great guy. We ate lunch with him. He's a cool dude. Definitely check it out. But there's also it's the Fox Pro Con, they call it. It's at the Clarion Hotel in Batavia, and it's the 20th through the 22nd. So it started last night, but they got wrestlers doing autograph signings all week. And a couple. You ever watch Comic Book Men? A couple of the dudes from Comic Book Men are going to be there, Mike Zapsik and Ming Chang, and some people who were on The Walking Dead. It's
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Don't know which ones, but there's a couple.
Yeah, you know, I don't think Tommy's going to be there from the Power Rangers.
No, he's busy training for his
Definitely check that out. I was trying to get Larry Zbysko on to talk about Nick Bockwinkel, and I just never was able to connect with him. So be it. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, how's it going, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if you guys mentioned, I missed the kind of first part of the show, but the Jericho podcast this week is Rochester's very own Luke Harper. I haven't listened to it yet, but seemed to be pretty good. I saw it on Jericho's Facebook page. So fans of Luke Harper should check that out.
Yeah, I was going to mention that later on the show. It's Luke Harper as I know Luke Harper, not Luke Harper as a character from WWE. It's the guy I know, and just definitely check it out. If you can hear a much similar interview on the painclinic.net when we had him in here a couple of years ago. So, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Jericho did a good job. I've listened to Jericho's podcast before, and sometimes he plays a little kayfabe on it. I don't like that. So when I started listening to it, if I was going to hear, you know, just the character of Luke Harper, I probably wasn't going to listen to the whole thing, but it was him. It was 100% the guy who lives in town here. So
heard he did a Dusty impression.
He does a Dusty impression. He mentions some people around here, mentions working around here, so, and mentions people who trained him, including somebody Tom Pritchard had his problem with when we had him on a year ago. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem. I want to agree with the guys that said that they really screwed this pay-per-view up. I mean, kind of that nobody's going to buy it because it's on the WWE network, but, you know, so we can fly by the seat of our pants and get away with it. But it's Survivor Series. I don't even know of a Survivor Series match without even looking at it. And I watched SmackDown, I watched Raw, both go home shows. I should have an idea of the incomplete card, one of the major ones of the year.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if there's even a Survivor Series match. I mean,
there's going to be one traditional one, but they haven't
announced anybody.
Yeah.
Think about the guys who lost in the tournament. So you're going to have Ziggler and Breeze are one-on-one, so never mind.
Like Miz, you got Sheamus, you got
Barrett.
There's a whole bunch of people that are still left around.
Sorry, where on the card is the New Day?
Yeah, really.
And then a Survivor Series match?
There it is. Because I bought a special birthday shirt I'm wearing tomorrow.
Did you get the unicorn shirt?
I did.
Oh.
And I've been saving it. It came in the mail on Tuesday. It's been hanging on the back of my door, and there's a sign on it that says, do not use until your birthday.
I also think they could have set up the championship finals better because, again, nobody's really expecting much with Del Rio and Owens because they already have titles. And you just want a seamless transition to a new world champion, not have to worry about, okay, well, he's not going to win because he's already got the U.S. belt. He's not going to win because he's already got the Intercontinental belt. And, you know, aside from just going Reigns versus Ambrose, there's got to be a swerve in it somewhere, you'd think, just to make it interesting.
Well, it is. It's going to be the authority because you saw Triple H go and nod at everybody who's in the finals in the last week on TV. So one of them's going to go their way.
And you also got to remember, there hasn't been one pay-per-view, if I'm not mistaken, that's ended cleanly in months. Yeah. Maybe Hell in a Cell, and that's it. Like, everything just ends, you know, on a swerve.
Well,
so
it's got to end with someone winning the title. There cannot be no title winner at the end of this pay-per-view.
Oh, so you just jinxed it.
You underestimate the power of Vinnie Mac and the writing team.
Are you forgetting a couple years ago with the TLC match with the two titles? Wasn't it where, like, there was a while it was vacated and then it kept going and going before someone had the title?
Yeah, that does happen. Yeah. But that's when they still were selling pay-per-views, too. Now they don't. I mean, pay-per-views are a side project for WWE because if you have to own the network, you know, you don't have to pay, you know, $60 for it. So,
right. Yeah, Mark.
Does anybody out there want a password?
Oh, shit.
I do.
It's New Day Rocks at AOL.
It can't serve.
Crickets. All right, go ahead, Dave.
Going back to Luke Harper, do we have any inside knowledge or any other speculation about who Bray Wyatt's partner is going to be?
No, you know, I want to bring up one thing before we go to your question. You remember when that picture came out with everybody had the Luke Harper t-shirt and they all got in trouble because of it and Jericho posted it? Jericho and Luke Harper actually explain it on the podcast. Jericho does about how they were in Mexico and people were selling illegal Luke Harper shirts. So Jericho and Luke Harper went and bought 20 of them and gave them to all the guys in the back in the locker room. So that's why they all had the Luke Harper T-shirt on in that picture, and they're part of the Luke Harper fan club. That explained that whole thing. WWE got mad because they were fake shirts. He goes, the only place you can buy those shirts are in Mexico, because he goes, the guys are outside selling them.
But that's a shame, because I actually like those pictures. That's like going back to the old, like the BSK gang.
Sure.
And all the, I like seeing pictures.
And
like
the
that.
BSK gang has been coming up recently, too. Yeah. If you've been following the 25 years of The Undertaker, that's the whole the Click versus the BSK.
So in like 20 years, that picture is going to be golden. That's an awesome picture. Except for the fact that, was it Primo's flicking off the camera and everybody else is smiling?
Yeah. And actually, the guys with masks on have their masks off. So, yep. But Dave, I think that, I'm not sure, hopefully it's Luke, but I think I have a feeling it's probably going to be the big guy in Bray Wyatt. And then Luke and maybe Rowan will be in that traditional Survivor Series match that they're going to have. And maybe probably get bumped to the pre-show.
I think they'll just be in the corner of Wyatt. That's it. I think the two guys.
Well, that probably
wrestle.
Will be the first match too. I'm guessing it's going to happen early because then those guys can do stuff or later on
the
show.
So the Undertaker can go to bed.
Yeah, Undertaker. It's nighttime.
Actually, if you get to the hospital earlier, there's early bird special.
It's just my thoughts, Dave. I don't know. It could be. That's the thing I don't like is there's no mystery Wyatt family member, so I lose interest in that a little bit. You know,
Bo Dallas.
Now, big buzz over the since last Monday over the internet about. The Charlotte thing bringing up Reed's suicide, didn't actually mention Reed by name, but...
Little brother, that's what they...
Your little brother. Stupid me thought that Triple H wouldn't have allowed this without the blessing of Ric Flair.
Apparently not.
He said he cried when he heard it.
Yeah, and apparently not. I mean, you know what? And if you know Ashley Flair or Charlotte or whatever her name be... She does everything for her brother. I'm friends with her on Facebook. Believe it or not, I'm really friends with her. It's not like I follow her or anything. It's like I see all her posts, and her brother's posts is a lot. She posts a lot of dedication to him.
That's the reason she started wrestling.
She wasn't a wrestler before he passed away. And the thing is they want to use it to advance the angle. They did not mention him by name. And it did create a lot of sympathy for her, so I give her a lot of credit. But Ric Flair was not happy about it, apparently.
Her mom was mad, too.
I think the Divas match is a lot more interesting because of it. And, I mean, it goes back to kind of like the Crash TV, like a Vince Russo kind of thing, but which, I mean, I don't necessarily think I think we need a little bit more edgier, but maybe not that much.
I got to be honest, I'm interested in this Divas title match. But now I am.
It's never really been brought up on TV. It's never, I mean, his Ric Flair dying was acknowledged on TV. But it never, this is...
Did he die from, was it overdose?
Yes.
And that's the reason right there, they never brought it up.
Yeah, but the thing is it's just out of the blue. If you don't know these people or follow them or anything, if you only know them from watching TV, you have no idea about this stuff.
Right.
You know, so and she did, though she did credit her brother when she won the title, though. She did, she was in the ring crying about it when she did the celebration, so... Rick's exact words were, I wouldn't want to ruin her push by making a statement about this. Which is smart in the wrestling world because people are sensitive. If you make a statement about not liking something, it could affect your push. And Ric Flair doesn't, he's the elder statesman of this business. You don't want him, if he says it's not no good or he's not happy about it, then it's gonna reciprocate down to the writers and down to his daughter who's actually suggested using it. Charlotte suggested using that in the promo, so.
Well, and you said the word a minute ago, sympathy. You get that now with that whole angle? I think she's going to hold this title probably as long up as WrestleMania, and then it'll be her and Sasha for the title.
I think she's dropping it this weekend.
Really?
Because she wants sympathy. So how are you going to get it more after being cut down to the bare minimum, and then she'd have to have the title taken from her? It'll start the chase again for the women's title. It'll make it more interesting.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm just used to someone holding it for so long.
Just like my thoughts, okay? It's not like I've ever worked in there or anything. I'm just being the outsider looking in. So, Dave.
And lastly, I really don't see the end game for where they're going as far as the World Heavyweight title, because I'm just thinking to how are you going to get to WrestleMania? And if it's Reigns the title, who are you going to have? You're going to have Lesnar win the Royal Rumble?
Yep.
Reigns at WrestleMania?
That's what I think the plan is.
You know? Oh, Lesnar could not be any more of a face for that whole situation. That would be a great...
Well, it would only work great. I think it would work perfect if Reigns goes to the authority side.
Which is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then, of course, yeah, exactly like his uncle did, you know, whatever, 17 years ago. By the way, we did celebrate our 17th year on the air last week. I mistakenly said 18.
Well, you know, you're getting up there in age.
Yeah, I can't add. 17's
legal.
I can't add on the fly. You know, someone called up and said, you know, finally we can watch your show can watch an R-rated movie.
And which is true. 17 is when you can go to R-rated movies.
Yeah, so. Well, I thought it was 18, so I didn't think about it. So, Dave, thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah, at 18, you were thinking about porn.
Oh, no, I was not. Why would I ever
13?
Do that? 13? Yeah, that's 13, not 18. No, sorry. All right, that's Ramble terrible. 1280 Star Toys.
Those are the days.
We got Scott, trying to watch the channel with a line down the middle of it wiggling.
It's like, all right. I think I saw something.
Oh,
we got that a girl?
You're learning way too much about us, folks.
That was a dog.
We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Well, this is certainly an interesting conversation to walk into the middle of.
Add in. Go ahead.
All I'll say is, you know, Channel 99 when I was younger. You know.
Okay, so we are like touching people in a certain way, you know?
No, we'll leave that to the Subway spokesman.
If you held the rabbit ears in just the right way, you know, it kind of stays stable for a minute, but okay.
You need that. Never mind.
Kids out there, just don't listen to what we're talking about.
They don't have to worry about it anymore. They don't know what rabbit ears
they have. They have the internet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wait, they held a rabbit in their hand?
Scott, you're not on your way to Batavia yet?
No, I'm not. I'm heading out later, so I'll let you guys know how interesting it was next week.
You cool. Swing back through to my gig at Leroy.
Are you going to see? Are you going to see Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Actually, my buddy got to go last night, and apparently Jim was, like, incredibly nice. Like, he talked to him for, like, a half hour, just, you know, sharing old stories and talking about stuff. He signed anything he wanted. He took pictures with him.
Very cool.
So it sounds like it's a really interesting event, and I'm going to actually participate because I'm sitting at one of the other tables.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I'll be at the Star Wars table. So
that's right. You're 501st, right?
That's right. Mark, have you watched Star Wars yet?
No, I go on date with girls.
Yeah, that's...
What's your wife think?
I know. Hold on. The joke didn't really go over.
He's admitting going on dates with girls, and he's married, so no.
Hey, come on, let a play.
We'll talk about that one later.
Yeah.
By the way...
Undertaker.
Is he wearing his Roman Reigns shirt?
No, he doesn't get
Does he have his hit hard, hit often vitamins?
It's my never give up shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the never give up shirt. No, the only thing I was going to comment on, because I really wasn't going to call in because I'm on my way up to Batavia, but I heard this. Who said Eva Marie's hot?
That would be Rich.
Eva Marie is hot.
I think she's hot. I don't dig the red hair, but I think, I mean, remember when she had the brunette hair and they made her color it to be red so she wasn't looking like Nikki Bella? I think she's gorgeous.
So wait,
man.
Let's make this conversation. Who do you think is the hottest?
Velvet Sky.
That's what I said. Thank you.
Velvet Sky. Unfortunately, she's with nobody right now.
Bully Ray.
I don't think she's with TNA.
That doesn't help her case.
There's a reason why Bully Ray is the happiest man in wrestling right now.
I will say, if she's with Bully Ray, it gives everybody a chance, okay? Just throwing that out there.
Do you think he walks into the room and he's like, do you know who I am?
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Let me take a picture of you and put it on my Twitter.
That was me, and I apologize, but that's how I feel. I mean, I don't know. I find her, you know, she's very attractive. She's, you know, she's got all the curves in the right spots, as they say, you know?
All right, we're going to do a little litmus test here. We're going to do a little litmus test, okay?
I do not think Stephanie McMahon is good looking.
Okay, we're going to try one more. Mickey James.
Oh, Mickey James is beautiful. She smells good, too.
She does smell really good.
She comes, she hugs us every time we see her. So I love Mickey
she
James.
She smells much better.
Okay,
when she's
fine.
Awake.
You passed the litmus test because if you were going against Mickey James, I was going to have some serious.
Well, I think 2005 or 6 Mickey James is much better than 2015 Mickey James.
Oh, she's had a baby, man, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Mark's thinking of, you know,
The whole thing
the WrestleMania
Trish
match.
The WrestleMania match with Trish.
Yeah, the whole Trish Stratus thing.
Yeah.
She's with she's underneath the mistletoe with Trish Stratus. Yeah.
Well,
I was thinking of that, too, actually. Hey, you know what, Scott? Say hi to Ming Chang and Mike there for me, okay?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, just tell Mike not to tell him to be nice this time, okay?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I've heard they can be nice, and I've heard they can be not nice.
Well, you know, he was nice when I met him at the shop down there in New Jersey, but he made a nasty sign for a friend of mine. So, but I'm sure they'll be nice because they want to make money. They want to get people to sign their stuff and, you know, everything. But have a good time, brother. Call us next week and tell us how the wrestlers were and everything, because I want to know about Marty Jannetty. I've heard lots of stories about him having issues with his, like, legs, you know, and not being able to walk correctly and stuff. So
I saw a picture of him from a con last week, and he was not in good shape.
Yeah, well, send him best, because he actually was a decent fellow when we hung out with him when he was here in town for an upstate show about, I don't know, 8 years ago. But thanks for calling, brother.
Bye, guys.
All right, 222-1280.
I always felt bad for Marty Jannetty. I really was a huge fan of the Rockers. I just felt bad.
He was
for
his
him.
Own worst enemy. He really was his own worst enemy.
Yeah, he had a lot of backstage problems.
Mark will be stopping at Donut and Lights on the way home.
I don't quite get that.
Yeah, neither do I. 15 years of free footlongs for... Oh, I get that joke. All right. Okay, we got to go to break. Give us a call. We got the lines are still lit up. We got a couple empty ones there. So if you want to get through 222-1280, star 1280. Talking about Survivor Series, who's going to walk out with the title? You tell us. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Impression, and it's Jay at WrestleMania. Here it is, here it is, here it is. When I say ooze, y'all say ow! Ooze! Ow! Ooze! Ow! Ooze! Ow! My shoulder, I need broken, I need surgery, not for you!
Look at my eyes. These are eyes of a winner. A person that advanced in the tournament. You can stop. I'm never going to stop. I will win. I will keep winning. I will keep taking. As long as I draw breath.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices on the things your business uses every day. Plus, special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen. Excludes tech, furniture, and copy and print services.
Want to be sure you're paying the right price for your next new car? Introducing Kelley Blue Book's Price Advisor, the powerful new tool that shows you what you should pay. It gives you a fair purchase price that's based on what others recently paid for the same car. With decades of trusted pricing expertise behind it, it's the only site that gives you the confidence to make a smart new car decision. So visit the trusted resource today, KBB.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you want to work for are looking for, the go-getters. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you are kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York. Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Sports 1280 Rochester.
Don't worry, Kevin. Because once I become the WWE World Heavyweight Mix America Champion, there always will be a place for people like you. Because at the end of the day, we all need someone to clean our swimming pools in Mix America.
Ouch. That's good. That's good. Hey, you know who missed you while you were gone, by the way? Nobody.
If I get that close again, I gotta treat you like everybody else.
I expect nothing less. That's how we roll, man.
That means it's gonna be interesting Sunday night.
Yeah, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta follow your path. I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta follow my path. If those paths should cross,
we'll jump off that bridge together when the time's right.
George, the Animal Steel here. The Pain Clinic, look at your dial. Remember the numbers. Don't be stupid. Come back. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. George Animal Steel, who's going to be the official
wrestling guest of the Rochester, I can't remember, Rochester, it's a Comic-Con sort of thing in April coming up. So look for that. We'll talk more about it as we get close. I shouldn't use the term Comic-Con because it won't be a Comic-Con. It'll be something else in Rochester. It's a convention of comics and wrestling and artists and sci-fi. There'll probably be Power Rangers there, too.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
You know, so definitely, we'll definitely check that out when we get closer. But, hey, thanks for listening. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and you. And, Mark, where are you playing again tonight, bro?
I'm in Leroy at a place called the Smokin' Eagle. I'm playing with the Tribute to Foo Fighters, This Is a Call. The lead singer is
you.
Pretty dapper.
He is.
Quite the mark.
Yes. He is a mark.
Good morning. Nice to see you. All right, so Mark, you'll be playing out tonight.
Yeah, everybody should come out. Everybody.
If you're
listening right now, come on out, and I will make sure someone gets you a drink.
We have a short week coming. We have a short week coming up, so you got something else coming out this week, too, because, you know, it is the holiday season.
I do, actually. On Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, the biggest party night of the year, I'll be playing in Greece, Greece/Hilton, at a place called Overtime 2. It's a sports bar and grill, awesome place.
Yeah.
I'll be playing 8:30 till late and getting mega drunk.
Well, or just imbibing in a few adult beverages. I mean,
No, I was right the first time.
Oh, okay. All right, let me just throw out the Comic-Con I'm talking about. It's called the Flower City Comic-Con, Saturday, April 23rd. Write it down in your calendar. I know for a fact that Mr. George the Animal Steel will be at that show. So it's not till April next year. You got plenty of time. We got the phones, 222-1280, Star 1280, is the phone numbers, and you can text us. You can tell Alexis Lurie, leg show. Marty no-showed yesterday at Fox Prowl. Uh-oh. Fox Prowl, we'll see what happens. Hopefully Marty does show up. Thank you, Stu, for the texting on that. He's advertised. So we got on the phone right now joining us. It's Troy from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, before I talk about Survivor Series, I just want to know, as you guys was enjoying your wings last week at what is that, the garage door?
Yeah, Salvatore's. Were you there?
No, I wanted to be there, though.
Oh.
I'll probably be at the next one after this one.
Okay, next one's got great fights on it. That's when December 12th. Don't forget that. Salvatore's garage door, UFC 194, December 12th. Okay, got that in. Come on out and join us.
Yeah, now as you guys were sitting back relaxing with the crowd enjoying the wings or whatnot, what was your look on your face when you see Ronda go down?
You know what? I was happy to see a competitive fight for once with her because she just steamrolls everybody. I knew she wasn't gonna be easy for her when she was hitting her and the lady was dodging and able to survive. Ronda got desperate in the first round and went for the arm. And as soon as I saw her going for the arm, it's like, uh-oh, this fight's not going her way because she wants to end it with the arm bar. And this girl she's fighting is the number one defender against being taken down or the arm bar. And all she did was push her off and punch her in the face every time she got that close. So
she got outbeat.
Yeah, she definitely, I mean, you know what? And maybe it's time for Ronda to take a little bit of time off. A lot of people say she didn't train thoroughly enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's making a movie in February. She may show up in WWE. She's kind of like, she can do what she wants right now. I believe she's fulfilled her contractual obligations for fights.
It's the first thing I texted Danny. I said, hello, WrestleMania 32.
Oh, yeah. Now we'll get that. I'm sure they're negotiating with her, but she's also making a movie at the same time, so who knows. But, you know what? I'm just glad it was a good fight. I love Ronda. I don't want to see her lose. Mm-hmm. Holly Holm, obviously a great boxer, pinpoint punching precision. PPP there. She was punching her in the face every time she swung. It was a great fight, so I'll just throw that out there. And it was a fun night overall.
Did the crowd there look sharp?
Oh, my gosh. The crowd, it was so packed. Everyone was standing to watch it. It was great. And they were loud. Everyone was cheering. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people wanted Ronda, you know, but you know what? They were happy to see what happened, too. So.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to definitely try to get there. Like I said, not this one, but the one after this one.
Gotcha.
Now, being that this is the Undertaker's 25th Survivor Series anniversary, wouldn't it be fitting for Ted DiBiase to be there in some kind of capacity?
That wouldn't be a bad idea. I didn't even think about that. You know, there's some guys, love.
Brother Love. Oh, that'd be really cool.
We have not even talked about Undertaker's match, you know, barely against the Wyatts. I just don't
Pardon me. Sorry, that was a hiccup. I don't really care that much about it, to be honest with you. It's nice to see Undertaker wrestle, but I'm not built up to it.
I'm not really looking forward to it at all.
I'm a huge Undertaker fan. You know, I always say to me, Undertaker matches, because he's that great to me, his matches should be the main event. And I think this should be the last match, not the title match.
No, this will not be. The title match will be the last, because it's more important for WWE to have a champion than to have The Undertaker and Kane win a match.
But is it more important?
It is.
They didn't even care about this tournament. They were just trying to figure out how they're going to end it with someone.
Yeah, exactly. The Undertaker, there's only one Undertaker. I mean, Are you sure?
Are you sure about that?
There was two.
There was two at one time.
Oh, yeah, the SummerSlam, yeah. What was that, the 94 SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, that's when they had Brian Lee posing as The Undertaker when he was supposedly gone or, you know, taken out.
Mm-hmm. And I hope The Undertaker, he should come out. I know he's probably not going to do it, but I wish he comes out to his very first theme as The Undertaker. First theme music.
Sir?
That would be love. I mean, that to me, that was the best one. And then the Dark Side Undertaker's theme music was the second best of me.
I got to be honest, because Brothers of Destruction, I want to hear like the beginning of Kane's music and then Limp Bizkit's Rollin'.
No,
I thought that was a great entrance with both.
Can they have Taker come out in a motorcycle that has a sidecar in it with Kane?
That would make my night. That'd be an awful big sidecar. Troy, we have to go to commercial break. Sorry, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
There's breaking news from Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Hey, folks, Tom Park for our huge news event, and here's some news you can use. A new 2016 Hyundai Elantra, zero down, $229 a month lease at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. That's zero down, only $229 a month, has an MSRP of $19,330, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and 5-year roadside assistance. New 2016 Hyundai Elantra SE, zero down, $229 a month. See more at HyundaiofGreece.com. If you need help with your financing, just log on to BillyCredit.com. Then get to Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, where the news is huge. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, zero due at signing. First payment of $229 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and D&V fees included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, no early termination fee, no security deposit required. $1,500 HMF lease cash applied. Offer with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available November 3rd, 2015 through November 30th, 2015.
Car accidents happen, but don't trust just anyone to fix it. Jack Palvino here. For over 30 years, I've been trusting the pros at Long Pond Auto Body in Greece to fix it right. And you should, too. Visit Long Pond Auto.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, whose birthday's tomorrow. Send him a message on Twitter or Facebook wishing him happy birthday, and Danger Boy. And we have just a couple minutes left, so thank you for listening. I want to really pump. We got big news this week for TNA. They announced they have a new channel starting in January. They will be on something called Pop TV, which we do not get here in Rochester on Time Warner. Pop TV, it used to be the TV Guide channel. Remember the channel that used to have like the guide on it? Kind of like the guide that we have now with the cable box, but it was like one channel that always showed you what was on.
I kind of miss that thing. You didn't have to channel surf.
Because they have like previews on all the time and stuff. But so it's the Pop TV. TNA will be joining them in January with a live show January 5th at 9 p.m. And then they'll be on every week. It's a Tuesday night. So they're moving Tuesday night, but hopefully they will find an avenue in which we can watch it here in Rochester.
I was going to say, moving to a network where a lot of people don't have access to it is not a good...
Same thing's happening with Ring of Honor, too. Ring of Honor's done at the... I think they're done now with Destination America, and they're going to a channel called Comet.
Because WWE is just picking, they're just cherry picking all their favorites. They're like, we're just going to crumble. Both companies.
I think what it is, you know, it's just people don't want to stick their neck out for wrestling. I mean, I don't know why, but they're not. But
I really, really, really think that TNA and Ring of Honor should join together as one big company.
It would be nice.
I think it'd be a rival.
If they got along, it would be nice. But real quick note, John Cena came out this week and said he is doing a Fox TV reality TV show you will see it next year sometime. It's called American Grit, and it's like a competition, reality competition. That's what he's doing right now. So, you know, all the rumors that went out, none of them are true. That's what, except for that one that he's doing a reality TV show. Also, catch Titus O'Neil on the Animal Planet show Tanked. He's coming up. That's why I'm running his music. They were out filming with him at the WWE show in the Performance Center. He must have like a heck of a fish tank or something. I'm not really sure what the show is about, but
they build fish tanks for him, custom fish tanks.
All right, and it looks like The Rock won't be wrestling at WrestleMania 32. At least that's how it's going right now, according to his movie making. But we got to get out of here. We got 10 seconds. Thank you for listening. Enjoy Survivor Series. Please call us next week, and we'll talk about it. You'll see the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.